USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The U.S. has surpassed 8 million COVID-19 cases. That count is according to Johns Hopkins University. A fall surge of the coronavirus is starting to flare up, particularly in the Midwest. Dr. Mark Larson heads the COVID response team in Kansas City, Mo. He tells CBS News that hospitals are bursting at the seams.
As of 2 days ago, we hit our record inpatient capacity.
Mentally, emotionally, what does this do to a staff?
It adds stress, and it really does take a toll on the staff.
Michigan has more than 1,000 coronavirus patients in its hospitals for the first time since May. In North Dakota, just 22 intensive care beds remain in the entire state. Out west, New Mexico is reporting a second straight day of record-breaking cases and hospitalizations. Meanwhile, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said the northern border will remain closed until we can get the coronavirus under control here in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.